Welcome to Being Your Destiny and the Wayne Scherer Show. I'm international speaker, author, and entrepreneur Wayne Scherer. And this show, I'm going to ask you a tough question. And I'm going to make you squirm in your seat. So here's the question right up front. All right? Are you ready for this? All your beliefs, it's not really a question, I guess. It's a statement. Here's a statement. All your beliefs are false. All of your beliefs are false. Think about that for a moment. I can't say the word moment. And while you're thinking about that, I would ask you to do a little favor as you stew through that as to whether what that really means. If you would take just a moment right now, no obligation here, there's no risk, there's no sales page, there's no nothing. Go to WayneScherrerShow.com, WayneScherrerShow.com, and click the Facebook like button in the upper left-hand corner. What's in it for you? Well, I'll answer your question, and I'll bring you more insights, such as what you're going to get today, time after time, day after day, week after week. And that's what's in it for you. All right. And I'll give you lots of great stuff, too, because if I keep coming back here, I always give you great stuff. So next, let's go back. All your beliefs are false. All of your beliefs are false. All right, that sounds like that's not true. How can all my beliefs be false? Well, let's put it to you this way. All of your beliefs are true. All of your beliefs are true. Your beliefs are both true and false. Think about it. Think about anything you believe without having done any research, any data collection, any analysis, any real testing, any scientific testing on. Think about all the things you believe. Is there not somebody that believes the exact opposite of what you believe? For instance, let's say you believe making money is hard, but somebody else believes making money is easy. Who's wrong? All right. Well, your answer to who's wrong is based on what you believe. But if I ask the other guy who believes the opposite of you, his answer as to who's wrong is going to be the opposite of yours because of what he believes. So your beliefs are false and your beliefs are true. So that's an important concept, as abstract as it may have seemed, that you understand and grasp as you're trying to build your marketing, your business, your move on to your success, achieve your destiny. You have to understand your beliefs are false, that there are other answers when they're only beliefs. If I'm sitting in a room with you and the temperature is mild, I may believe the room is warm and you may believe the room is cold. If you're from, let's say, where's someplace warm? If you're from the country of Panama, then you may believe the room is cold. But I'm from here in the middle U.S. in the middle of winter, so I would believe the room is warm. So who's wrong? We're both wrong. And we're both right. Because it's based on your personal experience without considering any other experiences. So your beliefs come to you and they can be changed. And that's important to understand, that there's an opposite to most of what you believe. Now, 1 + 1 = 2. That's not a belief. That's a scientific fact based on taking one object and putting another object next to it, and now you have two objects. So that's not a belief. That's a fact. That's a totally different thing, right? You can look at it from the perspective of many of the political things you see going on. One of my favorite that they tried to make you believe is that if everybody shares the wealth, everybody will be better off. And some people believe that, and some people believe the opposite. But I personally don't believe either one of them, okay? I believe the empirical data. So when somebody tells me something, I have to find out about it, find out where it came from. I have to create a truth. And the truth that I found is that all data ever collected recent times through the last century shows that if you share the wealth, everybody ends up more poor, not everybody ends up more rich. There's absolutely no proof of the first and lots of proof of the second. It still doesn't put it in the position that the first can't be true, although under our current the way we live in a free society, there's no evidence that the first is true. There's absolutely no factual evidence that shows that. But if you've never done any research and you've only talked to people who say that sharing the wealth is good, then you believe that sharing the wealth is good. If you're a person who comes from somewhere where they do a lot of building and striving to succeed and striving to get ahead, then you don't believe that sharing the wealth is good, that people that work hard earn what they get, and that's based on your experience. But there's also data in the middle, which is, you know, I grew up in a family that had very little money, but I didn't believe I had to stay there. That was a belief. My dad made me believe that from the evidence of him telling me so. Oh, and later on in life, that led me to do the things where I had to decide whether my belief was correct and look up real data and find out what is really true. So why does all that matter? Why does it matter if your belief is true or your belief is false? Well, because your beliefs are stopping you from moving ahead. Your beliefs, if you refuse to open up and see alternate answers to what you do, what you believe, then you're bound to never get where you're going, particularly if your belief with regard to, for instance, building a downline. If you believe this is too hard, then it is. Your evidence is only based on you having a difficult time. You're ignoring the fact that lots of people are successful, and through hard work and applying certain systems and things, that it does work, and it's not too hard. But your belief, based on your personal experience and nothing else, will trap you in the idea that it's too hard. And then you'll quit, and then you will not succeed. If you believe that making money is difficult, then you will not make money, because you will keep, your mind will keep drawing you back to the idea as you try to step forward to do something. If your belief is that it's too difficult, your effort that you put into doing what would make it happen is going to only be minimal. It's not going to be maximum. It's not going to be open to the ideas that expand how you get, they make more wealth and then help other people do the same, or help other people improve their lives by you creating more wealth for yourself. If you don't believe that making money can be easy or is easy, then you will not ever be there. So how do you change beliefs? That's probably the ultimate question. How do you change beliefs? Well, quite honestly, you tell yourself the opposite of what's happening. Now, just telling yourself isn't going to make anything happen. Along with telling yourself, you have to take action. So if I tell myself once and take action once, is that going to change my belief? Not likely. It has to be persistent. That's where the world of positive affirmation comes in, because that's actually reprogramming. Because you programmed yourself to believe what you believe based on your experiences earlier on in life. You based yourself to believe what you believe about making money and getting ahead based on jobs you've had and or careers you have chosen for yourself. So those beliefs are ingrained on you based on that information. But they're not true. So you have to change those beliefs. You have to reprogram that. Your brain has experienced what it has experienced for years. So it's programmed to believe what it believes, even though your beliefs are false. Your beliefs are also true, because if you're living based on that belief, then it will be your truth, your reality. So you must change that. So you must first, if your belief, let's just be simple here. If your belief is making money is hard, then your new affirmation is making money is easy for me. Making money is hard for me. Making money is easy 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 for me. I just have to find the right way. Making money is easy for me. I just have to find new ways. Making money is easy for me. I just have to find new ways. So your positive affirmations need to be repeated over and over again, several times a day. Based on scientific data, real scientific data of what happens in your brain, the fact is, by doing that, you are actually physically reprogramming your brain. It takes 30 days or more of continuously repeating those affirmations. So just do it. Don't worry what somebody else thinks. Is that's a belief. If you believe that you can't do it because other people think you look silly, or that other people think it's silly so you can't do it, well then, that's going to be your reality and you won't do it, even though your belief is wrong. It doesn't matter. You believe it, so it's true. Whether it's false or true or not, doesn't matter. It's going to be what you do. So I know from my research and from real scientific data, I didn't used to know. I used to believe that it was possible that it was true, although I didn't necessarily believe it outright, although I would do it. And I seemed to be getting results, so I would do it because I get results, but I didn't outright believe it completely. But I believe it now, and what made me believe it was not only did I get results, but the scientific study now makes it a fact. But they don't work by themselves. Reprogramming your brain does not work by itself. You must take action. If I believe, okay, I believe I can make money and I will find a way to do it easily. I believe making money is easy. I just have to find the way. So you have to take action and start working on a way. But you can't quit because a particular action didn't work. In fact, the first time you do any action in a new system or method, you're likely to conceivably and easily do something incorrectly or not approach it full-heartedly and therefore cause it to fail. So the whole key to everything is changing your beliefs, because your beliefs are false and your beliefs are true. It's just a matter of making the right belief true. And I just gave you a way to do that. Now, that's a issue I've had doing case studies and coaching. People believe that when I show them something as easy as the Easy Lead Network's 5-step downline system, that it can't work. That's a belief, but it's false. It does and will work and does work and works every single day for lots of people. It just doesn't work for the ones who believe it can't work because their belief is false. If you believe it works but you don't do anything, then believing it works is also false. All right? So I would love to have you on the Easy Lead Network team. Getting on it, you become a reseller in either the under somebody on my team, in this case, come in under me. Go to easyleadnetwork.com, EasyLeadNetwork, EasyLeadNetwork.com /rockstar, rockstar, EasyLeadNetwork.com /rockstar. Complete that application. I have you do an application. There's no obligation and no risk. You don't get phone calls from telemarketers. You don't get emails from third-party emails. None of that happens. It comes to me. It comes to me directly. I review it, and I contact you by email, Skype, or phone. And we just talk about what you want to achieve. There's no sales call. I don't have to sell anything. You either are right to do this or you aren't right to do this. And the application is all about making sure neither of us is wasting the other's time so that we know what each other believes. And if we believe close enough to the same thing about what you can accomplish, then we will make it happen. You'll have full access to $7,500 worth of tools, marketing, and training all within the Easy Lead Network. That will be absolutely free. That kind of resource access costs as much as $197 a month on the web through other places. But by you becoming a reseller under me in one of the four programs, 7-Minute Workout, Seven-Minute Workout, or Pure Leverage, or Power Lead System Funnel, or Empower Network, then you are eligible to have full and complete access to all of that and me and all the training and to the easiest way ever to develop a team and have a way to sponsor new people and make them be able to achieve the same as you, to reach as many people as possible, providing you the systems to achieve your goals, to take you away from living the life you don't want to live, the life that you might right now believe you must live, but you know that it's not true, and therefore you're ready to take that move. It's about changing your beliefs, ingraining those beliefs, and making it possible for you to move ahead. It's about ending those frustrations and moving toward your destiny of being somebody living the life you dream and helping as many people as possible and being the truly awesome person you were meant to be. It's time for you to change your beliefs. This is Wayne Scherer, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on the next